Now, one of the movies we really loved over the last couple of years is called Crazy Rich Asians. And one of the stars of that movie is here with us this morning. Stopped by to talk about her hometown is Tan Keng Hua, who played Carrie Chu in Crazy Rich Asians. Hello, good morning.
Hello, everybody. So happy to be here.
Oh, so glad you're here. Loved you in the movie.
Wasn't she great in the movie?
You were funny. Terrific. You made a big impression in that movie.
Thank you so much.
And I loved your outfits.
Oh, thank you.
Clothing was fabulous.
Well, you know, thank the stylists. They did their job so well. Thank you.
Yes. We're going to talk about visitsingapore.com because we're talking about, people going and enjoying Singapore,
yes,
which is your home.
Yes.
But how much of the movie was filmed in Singapore? Was most of it filmed there?
A lot of it, you know, and many of the pivotal scenes were shot in Singapore.
Right. Such a beautiful, beautiful country.
I think it's a beautiful city. And every time I look at it, I think it just grows more and more beautiful every single day.
After I saw Crazy Rich Asians, that's the first place I wanted to go.
Oh, yay!
Singapore!
You know, this is what I've heard. A little bit told me that statistics show the clicks on Singapore as a city and the number of visits has really increased.
Don't you think
that's... Because of Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes.
I think that's really wonderful.
What's the national language in Singapore?
You know, I would say that the language that everybody speaks the most and that unifies the country is English. Everybody speaks English in Singapore.
We have great.
So convenient for every traveler that can speak English.
Yes.
You can order food, you can buy stuff, you know, you can order things online, read signs, take public transport. It's so easy in Singapore because everybody speaks English.
And by the way, you have that little tinge of the English accent left over, which is an amazing accent. It really is a charming accent.
You know, a lot of people don't know that Singapore was a British colony. And I guess that's why so much of our language, our education, a lot of our architecture is actually inspired or from that particular history.
Just give us a couple of tips. If we go to visitsingapore.com, we start planning our trip.
Mm.
Give us like a couple of places that we really can't miss and then tell us, more importantly for a lot of people, what are the foods that we should just make sure we try?
You know, a lot of what drives Singapore and Singaporeans is food. There is food 24 hours of all genres, all types, all price ranges.
That's it. I'm sold.
Everybody should be sold. So please come. And of course, you have to try our street
food.
What's
the specialty there?
Everybody argues about food in Singapore. So I'm just going to tell you my favorites, okay?
Okay.
I personally love this beautiful, fresh, it's kind of like a snack food. It's called popiah. It is a rice pancake that is paper thin, and you put vegetables and peanuts and sweet sauce and chili, sort of, kinda. And then you roll it up and you eat it.
Yep. That is fabulous. By the way, Lisa, if you go to the Raffles Hotel, you can have the Singapore Sling.
Oh,
which is
the
that
drink.
Gin-based cocktail, yes. And probably invented for the queen who drinks a lot of gin.
I was lucky enough to already have one of those at your Crazy Rich Asian party you had here. And I think I had one of those little pancake things you're talking about.
You know what? I think you are right.
I think we
they
did,
had
right?
The mini
yes.
spring rolls. They
I
had
remember
the mini
that
spring
now.
Rolls,
yeah.
You know. But honestly, really, that is just one of so many things you have to try in Singapore.
Keng, thank you so much for spending this time with us.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. It's such a great honor and pleasure. Thank you for
thank
your
you.
Time.
Can't wait to visit visitsingapore.com. That's
yes.
the website.
Please come.
This report is brought to us by Covered California.